we all bring our unique, you know, characteristics to the game. And, you know, just speaking on myself, I think it's my tenacity, my energy, my play recognition, and really my communication skills on the field. I feel like I communicate well with the young guys out there. You know, they respond well to my energy. And, you know, I feel like, you know, when I take the ball away from the opposing offenses, it definitely energizes my young guys.
Do you learn something from the number of playoff games you've been in that allows you to kind of deal with something like this in a calm manner, even if it hasn't been a Super Bowl fight yet?
Yes and no. You know, you have to adjust to the schedule. You know, you still try to, you know, keep the main thing, and, you know, block out all distractions. But, you know, you see we here talking to media. You know, I know some of these guys, you know, don't usually talk to media throughout the year, and now, you know, it's media in everybody's face. So you have to be able to adjust through that, but also, you know, keep the main thing, focus on, you know, game planning and, you know, being ahead of play so you can go out there on Sunday and make plays.
It seems like AD's role and influence and experience with you made you a guy they really wanted to pursue. You know, Mike thought that based on his conversation with AD that you were going to be a perfect fit. What about that relationship that, you know, lends itself to this?
Yeah, you know, just our experiences over the years, you know, coming into the league, AD was a rookie too, you know. So, you know, we learned from the same guru, Rod Marinelli, and just feel like, you know, we thought the same of the game. And I feel like I definitely would have, you know, been a good fit, you know, under his system and, you know, after playing years of football with him.
How about Mike? You've been through a lot of coaches. Mm-hmm. What's allowed him to have so much success in just year two?
Yeah, I think his relationship with the players, you know, being a young coach and, you know, being diverse in his play calling, you know, I feel like it fits, you know, players so well because he always putting us in the right place to make plays.
What about loose and focused? As an overriding philosophy, what does that mean to a player?
Loose and focused, you know, loose, you know, still having a lot of energy, you know, being able to play around with you guys, have fun, but also, you know, still focus on the task at hand.
What's your prep like? Are there nerves? What do you go through?
I have my nightly meal, pray with my kids, pray by myself, go to bed, you know. Hopefully I get good dreams about making plays in the game and, you know, wake up and start my day.
Do you have a message for the guys?
Message for my guys? Yeah, man, stay loose and focused. you know, this is the time of our lives, and shoot, let's have fun on Sunday. Thank you. Yeah, it's pretty sweet, you know, and it really goes to, you know, all these guys in this room, you know, from head up to, you know, our coaching staff to our players, and, you know, how we found a way to play the game this year. I feel like, you know, we created something special, a special brotherhood, and, you know, it's going to be cool. Thank y'all. No? Yeah? Yeah.
Like, is it kind of a bummer that you can't really say what you want to say and kind of stir some stuff up, or do you just kind of play it right down the
road? I mean, that's never been my type of game. You know, I'm trying to hit you in, you know, my trash talk is seeing you get up off the ground. So, you know, that's how I approach the game. And, you know, trash talk is really for, you know, losers. You know, that people that don't want to play between the lines and, you know, want to use words instead of, you know, using what God bless them with, and that's their hands and feet.
Is there anybody on that side that you have played with or played against? Like, what are your takeaways from a guy on that
I mean, I don't play it against some of their players, but, you know, no, like, watching film, it never crossed my mind, like, no, that guy is, you know, one of those people or, you know, anything like that. Go ahead. Yeah, I believe it's their cadence, you know, how quickly they get on the ball, their approach, you know. I mean, you start to get used to formations and stuff when you're in, like, training camp or whatever, but, you know, how they approach the ball and, you know, quick count, you know. I mean, you got, you know, star players over there, Coop, Jackson, you know, Sam, throw darts. So it's like, you know, we're very gifted on, you know, all levels. And, you know, I feel like, you know, that's what makes it so competitive and, you know, so special about this group. Yeah, my biggest growth was, you know, wisdom over time. You know, I feel like, you know, through my mistakes and ups and downs, you know, it definitely helped me grow. Definitely helped me make wiser decisions down the road. And what was your last question? I mean, it always revert back to us. You know, the biggest challenge is, you know, making sure we communicate, making sure we're on time with our blitzes, making sure, you know, we're out there dominating like we do every Sunday. You know, not letting this week be a distraction and, you know, going out there and hunting. Appreciate it. Yes, sir. Yeah, for me, it's hard to express your feelings when you're in the moment. You know, I think everything will hit me when I'm holding up that trophy and, you know, the confetti coming down and my family's around knowing that the job is finished. Yeah.
Tell me about the dark side. What was the origin of just that
nickname? Yeah, me and all the guys was, you know, talking about who we want to be, and, you know, legendary defenses always have names, and, you know, just the atmosphere of Seattle is dark, you know, and we wanted to, you know, incorporate that in our decision, and so we was like, man, shoot, like, that's what we trying to do to opposing offenses is, you know, make it dark, make sure that when they come out there, like, they don't have no will, we shut down everything, you know, that they have, and they know it's straight darkness, so.
Did it come from you? Was that your suggestion?
No, I mean, it was a team effort, defense effort. Yeah.
You guys were on the back of a bus after a shutout?
Correct. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Nobody took a vote or anything, but tell me how it.
Yeah, we did take a vote, but I think Jay Love made the final decision. Yeah.
Marcus, Coach McDonald said a couple minutes ago that you're playing like the best version of yourself. Would you agree with that?
Coach McDonald said what?
You're playing like the best version of yourself. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I believe so. But it definitely goes back to, you know, the way my teammates are playing. You know, when you have, you know, some crazed dogs around you that's attacking the ball and, you know, making plays. I feel like, it's easier for, you know, a veteran like me to go out and, you know, make plays.
Has the extra week in between games kind of made a difference for you at all with the preparation?
Yes and no. More media, you know, interactions, but, you know, it's just like another bye week. You just got to know how to approach it, take it day by day, and make sure you're up on, you know, your studies and, you know, your communication.
Thank you.
Yeah, more treatment, more film study, knowing that, you know, we never played this team this year, AFC opponent, you know, and, you know, it's just really, you know, just staying in the moment, man. You know, every day, you know, it might be something different, but, you know, just staying in the moment, making sure you preparing for, you know, Sunday, that moment, and, you know, when it comes, thriving it. Yeah, I believe we all found out early in training camp, you know, he is making so many plays out there, like to see a rookie, you know, thrive early in training camp, like when you first get in the playbook is special, and, you know, we definitely knew it from day one. Yeah, you know, Nick is a special guy, and, you know, for him to be so versatile and, you know, how tall and, you know, lean he is, you know, I think it's every coach's dream to have that one player that, you know, you can move all around the field and, you know, like, I look down the line sometimes and I look out and I'm like, bro, like, why you so close to me, you know, like, you know, he's down there, you know, in the trenches trying to play like a D lineman, so, I mean, like, you know, Nick is that special kind of player.
Jake, you played a lot of years in Dallas. What have you found here that was missing over there to reach this special place?
You know, in this moment, you know, I definitely don't feel like that's the time for this question. You know, just focus on, you know, this game right here. And that's it, really. Believe in yourself. Let the doubt fuel you. You know, continue to press on your dreams, and, you know, trust God. Pre-game meal, it varies, bro. I'm not a picky guy. You know, I gotta have my fruit in the morning. You know, and shoot. I don't know, man. I'd probably do a sandwich or something, you know. You don't want to, you know, overfill yourself before a game. You want to stay hungry. Appreciate you. Say it again. Specific person? Yes. I mean, it might sound selfish, but it's myself. You know, this is something that I dreamed about as a kid. This is something that I wanted my whole life. And, you know, when you blessed with the opportunity like this, like, I mean, who is it really for? You know, you're the one in the moment. You're the one that, you know, have to go out there and do it still. And so it'll have to be me. Yeah, trust God first and foremost. You know, if he didn't want you to believe in these dreams, he wouldn't have gave them to you in the first place. So, you know, continue to trust God. You know, the road might be ugly, but, you know, it'd be all worth it at the end. Thank you. Okay. Okay. Yeah.
How you feel the first...
It feels amazing. You know, it's the place I wanted to be my whole life. And, you know, I definitely feel like I deserve this opportunity. You know, I'm playing with a great team. And, you know, it's special. Thank you.
Hey, what advice would you give the young kids out there? Perhaps they don't believe in themselves, or they don't believe that they can make it to where you make it.
Yeah, trust God. You know, He wouldn't have gave you those dreams for nothing. Continue to believe in the process. The road might be ugly, but it'll be worth it at the end. Yeah, you know, I definitely remember our times, you know, but, you know, we're older, both older now. I feel like we both move a little different, and, you know, I feel like, you know, the energy is going to be high on Sunday. You know, it's going to be a special moment, and, yeah.
You get to this stage, you look at, you know, Leonard Williams across the way, Sam next door, all these guys getting to this point in the career. What does Sunday mean to you, besides the football and besides the finals? Because it is a big thing.
I mean, this might sound weird, you know, because this is something that I wanted my whole life. It's just another game, you know. You know, I have to go back to, you know, my regular life of being a father, you know, receiving another, you know, child in this world soon. So it's like I have something special at home that, you know, comes before this game. And, you know, even though, you know, God willing, my dream will be accomplished on Sunday, that, you know, I have something even better, you know, that I'm waking up to, you know, that Monday morning. So it's like, yeah, it's special, I accomplished it, you know, thank you, God, but I'm more thankful for this over here, you know. And I go back to, you know, being a father of six. Thanks. What up, though?
I believe it was Gil's birthday that you missed because of rookie minicamp.
Yeah.
So, I'm like, hey, let's wait till after summer to have a baby.
Ah, you have no idea.
What is she?
She is 37 weeks this week. So, she is due any day, you know. Thankfully, we have a great doctor. She's going to, you know, fly her here to make sure, you know, everything stays calm. But, yeah, like, we definitely had deep conversations about it. Me and the guys had a conversation, and they was like, hey, so if your wife had a baby during the Super Bowl, what you going to do? And I was like, man, bro, like, I missed my first son's birth, and I can't miss my last, dude, you know, like, so. They was like, so you gonna leave us? They was like, bruh, look, it ain't guaranteed you gonna make another Super Bowl, but you can have another baby. Yeah. who you think? My little brother. Say it again. Yeah, you know, I definitely wanted to be, you know, a special moment, you know, all around for all of us as a family, you know, bringing a child in this world is, you know, a special blessing, you know, and also, you know, receiving another ring this year, like, psh, what can top that, you know?
How did it come about you were the first one? Like, was that by design or sort of?
I swear, man, like, y'all know y'all can make a story out of anything. And the correct story is they told everybody that the back of the plane was going to have the stairs. And I actually sit at the front of the plane. So when everybody was walking off, like, you know, I looked out the window and I seen the basically the little bridge come up. And I was like, hold on, that's coming to the front. So I just turned back around and walked slap off the plane. Nah, not at all. It was just, you know, God's purpose, God's design. Oh, it's incredible. You know, just seeing all the different emotions that they go through and, you know, them being able to share this moment with me. But also, you know, it's even more special because of, you know, the sacrifice that they had to make this year, you know, through the transition and, you know, moving and, you know, schools and making new friends and, you know, that whole process. But, you know, that's why it's so special for them, you know, and all that they had to go through and, you know, adapt to this year. And, you know, that's what's special. Yeah, I believe it comes from, you know, my early days in the NFL, you know, through Rod Marinelli. You know, he taught me early that, you know, in order to rush the quarterback, no, his saying was stop the run on the way to the quarterback. You know, so, you know, that's really about your approach angles and, you know, how you set the edge, you know, and through that, you know, you can play action, you know, you can stop the run. I mean, if you get up the field and set the edge, you can use the offensive tackle and, you know, make him run into